You're listening to SBS News.
Ever wanted to visit the Faroe Islands? Now you can without even getting off the sofa. The remote Danish territory, 320 kilometres from the nearest mainland, is taking virtual tourism to the next level, offering a unique online experience that's been touted as the first of its kind. After the COVID-19 pandemic forced the region to ban visitors until at least the 1st of May, the Faroese devised a new plan to keep the tourism industry alive. In a promotional video, Visit Faroe Islands director Guri Højgaard says it's an alternative for those who cancelled or postponed their trips.
Now that we don't have any tourists in the Faroe Islands, we have a lot of extra time on our hands. So we thought that we would give those of you who couldn't visit as planned and everyone else a chance to visit the Faroe Islands through us.
The virtual tour allows you to explore the picturesque chain of islands located between Iceland and Norway, quite literally through the eyes of a local. Via a mobile, tablet or PC, users will get the chance to control the movements of a tour guide in real time. Tour guides are equipped with a helmet-mounted camera and will walk, run and jump on command at the touch of a joypad. Levi Hansen, the content and communications manager of Visit Faroe Islands, says it's a tour like no other.
The difference between our tours and other sort of VR tours is that on our tours you can actually control a person. You control the direction of the person. If you ask them to go left, they go left. If you ask them to jump, they jump. If you ask them to run, they run. So you're sort of steering this person and deciding what you want to see and where you want this person to go.
The Mario-esque daily tours allow users to explore the territory on foot, by kayak, horse, and even helicopter. Launched on the 15th of April, the program will run until at least the 25th of April and be broadcast on the Tourism Board's website, Facebook, and Instagram. There's been keen interest in the tours, with almost 50,000 users participating in the first 4-hour-long tours and filling slots in seconds. Each user is able to control the tour guide for 1 minute, provided they don't endanger them. Mr. Hansen says he's had a close call.
Someone tried to make me jump in the ocean. I sort of caught on to that, and I'm glad I didn't follow their lead on that. But it's very surreal to be. To know that you're walking around here in the Faroe Islands being controlled by someone, you know, on their sofa or even, you know, on the toilet, who knows where they are, you know, whatever they're doing back in a completely different country.
The knowledgeable tour guides also provide commentary about each location, making for an informative isolation boredom buster. Previous tours have visited local gems such as the second largest city, Klaksvik. It's the latest stunt by the territory's growing tourism sector, which gained notoriety after launching Sheepview 360 in 2016. The project involved strapping cameras to sheep, taking panoramic images of the islands, and uploading them to Google Street View. So far, the territory has recorded fewer than 200 cases of COVID-19 and no deaths. Organisers are hoping tourists will pay a visit when the pandemic is over, once they've had a taste of what the Faroe Islands have to offer. To experience the virtual tours for yourself, go to visitfaroeislands.com or follow the action on Facebook and Instagram Live. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.